There were emotional scenes in the West Australian Parliament last night as MPs passed a bill to legalise voluntary assisted dying. Supporters sat in the public gallery for hours to make sure that they were there to see it become law. And our reporter, Bridget Fitzgerald, was with them.
People sitting in the public gallery rose to their feet and applauded when the bill to legalise voluntary assisted dying passed its final hurdle in the West Australian Parliament and became law. Once they stepped outside into the warm Perth evening, supporters of the bill say they felt a sense of relief.
Oh, it still hasn't really sunk in, but it's something that we have worked really hard for.
Dinny Lawrence has campaigned for years and watched every moment of this debate because she doesn't want anyone to die the way her father did.
He had chronic asthma that was gradually suffocating him, and so one night he just switched off his nebulizer and he left us a suicide note. We couldn't be with him. He died afraid and alone.
Another advocate, 27-year-old Belinda Tay, was thinking about her mum Maria when the law was passed.
Thinking about how proud she'd be and how relieved she would be for the people in Western Australia who will have choice now at the end of their life not to suffer if they choose not to.
Her mother died within just 2 months of a cancer diagnosis in 2016.
And when told that she had several weeks left to live and when she was suffering in agony despite optimal palliative care, my mum explicitly asked two of her own doctors. She said, can you help me to go quicker? So she was asking for a form of medical assistance which didn't exist then legally and exists now.
To be eligible for the West Australian scheme, a person must be over the age of 18 and be terminally ill with a condition that is causing intolerable suffering and is likely to cause death within 6 months or 12 months for a neurodegenerative condition. It will be at least 18 months before people can access the scheme. And for some, like Rhonda Taylor, the passing of the bill was bittersweet.
First thing I wanted to do was shout, sign me up.
She has breast cancer that spread to her brain. This legislation has come too late. Her hope is that this law will help others avoid the suffering she's going through.
My fear is that it drags on. It would be nice to have that opportunity to say goodbye to everybody before it gets to that stage and just go peacefully.
Western Australia is the second state to legalise voluntary assisted dying. Victoria's scheme came into effect in June.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.